So what made you come up with the zombie crawl?
Well, I have been doing special effects for almost 14 years now. Over 14 years, and zombies have always been a huge. I've been a huge zombie fan. And I'm from New York, and we did a lot of like nightlife and parties in New York, but our company moved to Philly about 11, 12 years ago, and there was a Philly zombie crawl going on there. This is 2006 was the first year they did theirs, and then I realized there was nothing like that going on in New York, so we started in 2007 we started the New York zombie crawl, just kind of as a fun thing. I'm an effects artist, a lot of my friends are special effects artists, so we kind of did it as a meetup for us to, practice our effects and run around. And, at the time, it was just like a fun thing to do. People caught wind of it, and first one, about 150 people showed up, and it just kind of snowballed from there. It went well, we did it again. 300 people showed up to the next one, and it just kind of became a tradition. We do it twice a year now, and it's doubled in size pretty much every single time we do it. So.
Did you ever think it would get this big?
Well, starting out, I didn't really, think this. When we started doing this, it was before The Walking Dead. Zombie crawls had just kind of become a thing, I guess. There was one up in Toronto, and then they started one over where Night of Living Dead in Monroeville, PA. And it just started becoming a thing, and I realized there was nothing really organized like that in New York. So I took it upon myself to do it.
So what do you think is so appealing to not just people who are into zombie culture, but let's say just regular people? What do you say would attract them to it?
What attracts them to
the zombie crawl? Yeah.
What attracts people to zombies over, I guess, other horror creatures, I guess, is it's just something that
probably will happen is you'll probably have the mic on the stage that you'll use for you and the contestants, and I'll have a separate mic for the judges.
Okay.
So that we don't have to pass it down, but the lower stage will be your control instead of.
And then Michael T will have one too, or will we train off?
I think we're a trade off because, I forgot I got to be mixed, so I got two mic inputs.
Well, I mean, I could be between the contestants and the judges, and like Michael has one, and then I'm kind of going between the judges and that.
Yeah.
We'll see what the setup is.
Yeah.
Because I know he's probably a microphone.
right. I'm going to get two out there, and then I got to think I can run a table, but I should be able to.
If you can, if not, let him have one and I can run around.
I think I've got a table.
Zombies are the most relatable to any, a werewolf or a vampire. I guess vampire. Out of all the horror creatures, I think zombies are the most relatable to humans because there is a possibility you could become a zombie. There is, if you see these things with the news, there's a bug that reanimates other bugs, and then they get eaten by a bird, and then the bird kind of becomes a zombie-like creature. It is something that,
in the science of it.
In the science of it, it could potentially happen. And death is a thing that everyone can relate to. Everyone dies. What happens after you die? Maybe you become a zombie. If you ask people on the street, if it was a thing where you could come back as a zombie, would you come back as a zombie? And, probably half of them would say, why the hell not?
So what you say has changed about the culture in general, just zombie culture or horror culture in general, since you started doing it?
Definitely, stuff like Zombieland and The Walking Dead has made it more commercial. And, going back to the different horror creatures, there's always something like that. Or like for vampires, it was True Blood more recently.
You working?
He's interviewing me.
See you later.
There's always something. Hollywood is always looking for the next big thing. So they saw that zombies was becoming a thing. So they picked up on The Walking Dead, which I'm not against because it creates more business for me.
Yeah,
it's definitely we're definitely the biggest zombie organization in New York State, and you know, if not the East Coast. So we get contacted about doing all kinds of different zombie events for book releases, movies, video games, conventions, all kinds of stuff.
And what would you say is like about the atmosphere in general, how that's changed for the crawl, from going from something as like this would be cool to do to something, you know, hundreds of people show up to?
It's become more of a family affair. You know, people who came to the zombie crawl, this is our eighth year of the zombie crawl. The people who came to the zombie crawl 8 years ago are now coming with their kids. You know, and people who haven't heard about the zombie crawl before, you know, they might find about zombies from The Walking Dead and then do a search and come across it, and it brings more people to us. And you know, it's just about having a good time and you know, everyone sharing the experience. You know?
And where would you want just this to go? You know, the culture is only getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So where would you, you know, where do you see it maybe in like 5 years, or where do you want to take it?
I mean, it's, since the beginning, it's been going in the direction, you know, first the direction I didn't really imagine it would go, to, you know, where it's, you know, I'd like it to go. There's more people coming out to the events, and eventually I'd like to break the world record. My friends, we work with the New Jersey Zombie Crawl and the Philly Zombie Crawl, and the Jersey Zombie Crawl actually holds the record for the most zombies in one place. Is over 10,000 zombies. We have it's a little bit harder in Manhattan or Brooklyn. You know, it's more of a metropolitan area, so it's harder to get, you know, that many zombies in one spot. Like, we have to, you know, it's permits and it's a lot of things, but it is something that we've been working towards, so hopefully in the next few years we get to break the world record. Because New York, you know, is kind of the center of the world in a lot of ways, and I think New York should hold the record for most zombies. So I think New York is the world's capital, I would say, you know, of all the cities in the world.
Yeah, it's more accepting of stuff like this. You know,
it's a melting pot of, you know, everyone from all around the world. You know, everyone strives to go come live in New York and live and die in New York.
And what would you say got you particularly into zombies? Is there a particular like moment where you're just like, you connected with, you know, the films that were made, or just the genre in general?
Like I said, I've just always been a huge horror fan. You know, I was a huge fan of Faces of Death and Friday the 13th, and obviously all the Romero movies, Night of the Living Dead. And it is something that just, you know, I can write, you know, I'm a fan of the other, you know, like vampires and werewolves and stuff, but zombies have always been the closest to my heart, I guess.
And what would you say separates this year's event from the previous second?
It just, you know, with every year goes by, it's you know, bigger and badder. It's just that's really all that's different, is it's just going to be even bigger. Every year, every event is twice the size. So,
and what would you say about the community? Because everyone here just seems like they may not know each other, but as soon as they start talking, you know, they look like best friends. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Zombies bring people together. It's something, you know, it's like a subculture. You know, you see someone, you know, with blood all over their face, and you're going to want to come up and ask them what's going on.